Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 246 for Thursday, January 29th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada Canola Market was mostly higher on Thursday, seeing a late-day rally after trading lower for most of the day. The only losses in the market were in the March contract. Values were anywhere from 70 cents lower to $5 higher. The March contract was down 70 cents at $449.10. May canola up 70 cents at $446.10. The Canadian dollar was down sharply, testing the 79 cents U.S. mark on Thursday, which was underpinning the market. The soft loonie makes canola more attractive to buyers pricing in U.S. dollars. Steady commercial demand for canola and ideas that Wednesday's large losses were overdone were also supportive. However, spillover pressure from the decline seen in Chicago soybean and soy oil futures was bearish. Speculative long liquidation, expectations of record-large South American soybean production, and comfortable supplies of Canadian canola were also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and soybean futures were mostly softer, while wheat was mostly firmer. Soybean futures were anywhere from 2 to 9 cents lower. March was down that 2 cents at $9.68 a bushel. Good weather for South American soybean crops and ideas of larger planted acreage in the U.S. this spring were overhanging the market. Profit taking after the market moved higher in earlier trade was also bearish. On the other side, some support came from positive weekly export sales data. The USDA said more than 888,000 tons of U.S. beans were sold for export. Strong demand for soy meal was also bullish. Corn futures in Chicago were also weaker, undermined by the large U.S. supply situation and a strong U.S. dollar. Prices were anywhere from steady to 4 cents lower. The March contract down 1¾ cents at $3.73 per bushel. Good weather for South American corn crops and chart-based selling were also bearish. However, positive weekly export sales data was limiting the losses. The USDA said 1.07 million tons of U.S. corn were sold for export during the week. Wheat values were mostly firmer on Thursday, seeing a slight upward correction following recent sharp declines. Values were 3 cents lower to 3 cents higher. March was up 2.5 cents at $5.75 per bushel. Weekly export sales of almost 545,000 tons were at the top end of expectations, which was also supporting wheat. However, ongoing strength in the U.S. dollar index and the large global supply situation limited the advances. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, January 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.